News, I'm Marissa Melton. President Donald Trump made a surprise visit to Afghanistan today to spend time with U.S. troops on Thanksgiving. Trump arrived at Bagram Airfield shortly after 8:30 p.m. local time. He spent more than 2.5 hours on the ground. Reporters were under strict instructions to keep the trip a secret to ensure his safety. The visit comes more than 2 months after Trump abruptly broke off peace talks with the Taliban after a bombing in Kabul killed 12 people, including an American soldier. The president and first lady made a similar trip last year to Iraq on Christmas night. It was their first to an active conflict zone. North Korea is getting a lot of world attention today with reports it fired off 2 projectiles. Here's VOA correspondent Bill Gallo in Seoul on the importance of these launches.
Seoul estimates the weapons traveled about 380 kilometers before splashing into the sea. It apparently was the North's latest test of a large-caliber multiple rocket launch system. It is North Korea's 13th round of weapons tests since early May, after having refrained from any tests for about a year and a half. North Korea is intensifying pressure ahead of its end-of-year deadline for the United States to offer more concessions in stalled nuclear talks. North Korea last month walked out of working-level nuclear negotiations with the United States. It blamed Washington for the breakdown. The North has since warned it could restart nuclear or long-range missile tests.
VOA's Bill Gallo in Seoul. NATO leaders are preparing for a 2-day meeting in London to mark the alliance's 70th anniversary. The war in Syria and the ongoing threat from Russia will serve as the backdrop to the summit. But growing tensions between member nations could overshadow the celebrations. Key among them, Turkey's widely condemned invasion of northern Syria last month. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. Deadly violence once again, what today was a fact of life in Iraq, as the civil unrest continues to take a heavy toll. We get a report from AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
On the strategic Ahrar Bridge in Baghdad, security forces fired live ammunition, killing several protesters and wounding many more. The violence came as protesters occupied 3 main bridges in the capital, leading towards the heavily fortified Green Zone, the seat of Iraq's government. Meanwhile, violence across southern Iraq continued throughout the night, with security forces killing over a dozen protesters and wounding many others. Protesters had set fire to the Iranian consulate in the holy city of Najaf in one of the worst attacks targeting Iranian interests in the country since the anti-government protests erupted 2 months ago. I'm Karen Chamas.
With a death toll of more than 40, Albania Wednesday marked a day of mourning for the victims of this week's destructive earthquake. Reuters correspondent Michelle Hennessy on those made homeless by the disaster.
Hundreds of aftershocks have been felt as the death toll continues to climb. Forecast rain could begin to hamper rescue efforts, while hundreds of displaced people are now sleeping in tents. The Prime Minister has announced that Albanians who lost their homes will be put up in hotels over winter and promised new housing in 2020. International rescuers are now on hand, still searching for survivors, hoping that the people still missing might have survived days after the quake.
Michelle Hennessy of Reuters. President Trump has signed 2 congressional bills in support of Hong Kong's pro-democracy protesters. And there's been quick Chinese reaction. Beijing summoned the U.S. ambassador to lodge a formal complaint over what it sees as interfering in the affairs of its semi-autonomous territory. Hong Kong activists have been praising the American action. Meanwhile, a Hong Kong police spokesman today was describing damage he said protesters caused at the city's Polytechnic University.
The campus has been maliciously occupied and damaged over the past two weeks. And the university, many of the facilities are in ruins. And the university management has notified the police of this severe damage.
Mexican President Andres Manuel López Obrador has rejected President Trump's idea to designate Mexican drug cartels as terrorist organizations. López Obrador calls it interventionism. Tomorrow is Black Friday. It's the biggest shopping day of the year in the United States, when retailers count on taking in a major portion of the year's profits. Stores and online shopping sites offer deep discounts to attract customers. Tens of millions of shoppers can be expected once again to be part of the holiday spending frenzy. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News. VOA.